Our friend Daniel Crosby is visiting with us here at WQJZ for another moment with the counselor. Daniel, you and I have been watching a bit of the Olympics on the news, and you came up with some good observations. I'd like to hear more about it.
It's been so much fun watching these folks compete, these young people, and they're just at the top of their game. And it's just fun watching them compete in that high of an atmosphere with the competition and the worldwide camaraderie. One thing that really stood out to me, in a world that there is so much stress and so much tension, we're able to come together, all of these different countries, and compete against one another on the gymnastics floor and in the pool and in all of these different sports and put our differences aside. It's really inspiring.
I just think about all these people traveling from remote corners of the planet, worrying whether the accommodations are going to be right or whether I understand the local customs, especially foreign country. And here they are, all of them with the added pressure, knowing that they're there to compete and do well. A lot of people have invested time in them, and they have expenses, and they know they want to do their country and each other proud. And so here they are. And instead of opting to choose the stress and potential of dwelling on the hassles of the ordeal, they really join in and have fun together. You were telling me about a picture that you saw.
Last night, at the date of our recording, the North Koreans and the South Koreans competed together in table tennis, and both teams won a medal. And as they're standing there on the podium, now granted, we know the tension, I mean, it's difficult between North Korea and South Korea and has been for some time, but while these two teams were standing on the podium after they got their medals, they took a selfie together. And it just almost brings tears to my eyes, the unity in the midst of tension worldwide. And I think that's one of the neatest things about the Olympics, and maybe we can learn from that. We probably all have way more in common than we realize.
Yeah.
There are things that draw us together and that we can talk about rather than the things that divide us. I think in this season right now, we're just talking more about the things that divide us. What if we made that shift? What would that do for us?
I think about Korea especially. It's got to be families on both sides that have family members on the other side. It's kind of like the border between Kentucky and Tennessee. How does that overrule the political differences between them? Or does it? I would hope that it does, because they've got to see each other and be with each other, and it just becomes complicated. How do we complicate things in our own lives that are maybe out of proportion? This story that you're telling here seems to have some significance, at least for our situation here. How do we let things divide us that really in 6 months are probably not going to make that much difference? Can we just move on even now and not have to go through all of that?
I think it's important to have the discussion. We don't want to just sweep differences under the rug, because I think both sides of an issue are fighting for their side because they believe it's right and they believe it's the best way of looking at things. So it's good to have a discussion about it, but maybe not either literally or metaphorically go to war about it. What if we were able to come to the table and talk? And in this case, maybe the discussion begins over playing ping pong, which is what the North Koreans and South Koreans were competing against each other. And what if we allowed a commonality to bring us to the table and just notice the things we have in common and the things we enjoy together? It may lighten the load a little bit of some of the stress and the weight that we're all carrying.
Good ideas there, Daniel. Thank you so much for being with us. The Moment with the Counselor with Daniel Crosby here in Murfreesboro on WQJZ. Thank you, Daniel. Always good to talk with you.
Thank you, Tom. I will see you next week.